Welcome back to English and Phrases. You've downloaded Sample Dialogue 3. Follow along with the PDF version of this dialogue. And as always, after reading the dialogue, I'll go over some important key idioms at the end. Let's go ahead and get started. Hey, so tell me about it. Where to start? From the beginning, how was it? Well, for starters, he was 40 minutes late. Really? For me, that's a deal-breaker right there. I know, but he kept apologizing, so I just went along with it. We get to the restaurant, he immediately starts giving me the third degree. Where do you go to school? What do you do? How many dates have you been on this year? I hate when guys do that. That's not even the worst part. After dinner, we barely make the 9 p.m. movie, but the whole time, he's all touchy-feely in the theater. Just creeped me out. I'm sorry, sweetie. Guess the old saying is true. You gotta kiss a lot of frogs before you meet your prince. Okay, that was the dialogue. And this time, go ahead and scroll down to page 2 in order to see the key idioms that are presented in this dialogue. And we can go over them. The first one is a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker. Jenny says, that's a deal breaker for me. And in English, this is a very common expression, a very common pyohyun expression. And basically, it just means, that's it. I don't want to, whatever the plan was, I don't want to go along with it anymore. I want to break or end the plans right here, right now, before they're finished. A deal breaker means to break whatever deal or agreement you had. And usually when someone does something to upset you or when they do something that you're not comfortable with, you can say, okay, that's a deal breaker. That means our plans are finished. They're off. The next idiom is giving the third degree. Lisa says, when we get to the restaurant, he gives me the third degree. And this is kind of taken from an interrogation, police interrogation. Third degree is usually used to mean he asked too many questions, right? He gave me the third degree. Where were you? What did you do? Who were you with? But on a date, sometimes the other person can do this too. It's kind of uncomfortable. They can ask questions, but they can ask too many questions, right? You know, where are you from? You know, are you seeing anybody? Are you seeing anybody right now? Are you dating? What kind of guy do you like? And it's kind of annoying. So we can say that in situations when people are asking too many questions. You know, what's with the third degree? Or why are you giving me the third degree? So it just means asking too many questions. The next idiom is being touchy-feely. Lisa says, when we get to the movie theater, he was too touchy-feely. And touchy-feely is kind of what it sounds like. The person is, you know, trying to find some way to touch you or make some physical contact with you. Maybe it's brushing up against your hand or, you know, trying to hold your hand or, you know, touching your arm or your shoulder. And you know, on a first date, maybe that's not entirely comfortable for some people. So you can say that in a sort of annoyed way. He was too touchy-feely. She was too touchy-feely. Well, usually it's guys. It's girls who say this about guys. He was too touchy-feely. And it just means making too much physical contact. And then lastly, the last expression is kiss a lot of frogs before finding a prince or before finding your prince. And Jenny says this at the end. I guess the saying is true. You gotta kiss a lot of frogs before finding your prince. And let's break it down into two parts. The first part, kiss a lot of frogs. Well, it doesn't literally mean kiss a lot of frogs or to kiss a frog at all. In this sense, the frog is, or the frogs are the guys that you go out on. The guys that you go out with, excuse me. And to kiss a lot of frogs means you have to date a lot of guys or you have to meet a lot of weird guys, right? 이상한 사람, right? You have to meet a lot of strange people before you find your prince, before you find Prince Charming, before you find your Wangja, your prince. You have to kiss a lot of frogs before that happens. And it's a normal expression, but it's not used, you know, in everyday conversation. It's more specific than that. But either way, those are the expressions. That's a deal breaker. It means I want to finish right now, right here, whatever we had planned. I want it to be over. Giving the third degree, asking too many questions. Being touchy-feely, too much physical contact. You're touching too much. And lastly, kiss a lot of frogs before finding your prince. You have to go out with a lot of strange people before you find Mr. or Ms. Right. So those are all the idioms for today. Again, this dialogue was a little bit longer than the rest, so this audio file is a little bit longer than the rest, but hopefully this one was easily understandable. And as always, give some feedback on the website, www.englishinphrases.com. And you can always shoot me an email at englishinphrases@gmail.com. And as always, stay tuned for the next sample dialogue in our repertoire. So happy studying, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.